Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Nancy Rash about the Farm to Film Fest. Thank you so much for talking with me today. Can you just tell me who you are and what we will be talking about?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm Nancy Rash, and I am the secretary for the Farm to Film Fest board. We have 8 members, board of directors, for the Farm to Film Fest, and we are working hard.
Yes, that event is coming up here in
May 20th and 21st.
Yeah, so it's coming up. It's coming faster than you think, really, which is good. That means summertime and springtime and everything else. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about what this Farm to Film Festival is?
Okay. It is an event that is going to be happening, as we said, May 20th and 21st. It's a 2-day. It does not cost to attend. You can look at our website. You can look at our Facebook page. And if you Google Farm to Film Fest or search Farm to Film Fest in Facebook, you can find out more information. But what it is 2 days of films. And these are not films that you're going to see in the theater. They could be short, 1 or 2 minutes. They could be an hour, hour and a half film. But these are films that independent filmmakers have made. They want to get out there and get some exposure. They could be documentaries. They could be animated. We have categories for student-made, women-made, made in Iowa. So there's just a huge variety of films, and people are going to be able to select what they want to see. They'll be in blocks of time, so there might be, you might look at the schedule and say, I for sure want to see these, and they're going to be shown at the Art Domestique, but then I also want to see some films that are going to be shown at the library. So these films will be shown at Art Domestique, Patricia's Room at Cafe Dodici, the library, City Council Chambers, and probably one of the things that's maybe a little bit different about our film festival, because there are tons of film festivals. This is not unique to Washington, but it is our first film festival for Washington. We call it an international film festival because we have films being submitted from all over the world. And so you're just going to be able to select, you know, what ones you want to see, pick the times that you would like to see them at those various locations.
And for free, which is awesome.
Right. It does not cost to attend. We did fundraising, and so I want to thank all of the people that helped, the businesses, individuals, companies that gave money towards our film festival. That is awesome because we have money then to provide new equipment, provide other kind of supplies and support that we need. The filmmakers, they actually pay a small fee to submit their film. So there's a little bit of revenue that way. But there's also some other costs of, you know, putting on any kind of event. People know that. And so we really appreciate all the people that helped us provide funds for this event.
Yeah, of course. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. This community is really good about coming together to put new things on and kind of expanding, and that's really nice.
Yes, it is.
So how did this idea kind of begin, or where did this idea begin, I should say?
Well, I'm not sure that I can say exactly. This is the date, time, and place that it happened, but there was a group of people that were on the Great Places, and that was doing all of the groundwork to get Washington designated a great place. And at the end of that event, my husband, Lyle Moen, said, how many of you that are here at this committee, now that we're done with this group, how would you like to be on the board of directors for a international film festival? And nobody said no, they didn't want to. So that same group became our board of directors. And it had to do with Main Street also wanting to do some kind of an event film festival type of thing. And so it was a combination of needs and interests and things that came together to get this. And Lyle and I have attended lots of film festivals before COVID. And so this was something that we had kind of on the back burner. But then when we decided it was time after COVID and people wanted to get out and do new things, it was time to get it going again.
Very good. And just remind us again when this event is.
May 20th and 21st. The opening event will be at the State Theater. That will be Saturday morning Mike Zaws will be our opening speaker. If you've not seen anything about Britain Films or heard Mike before, that's a great time for everybody to come together and do that opening to the film festival. And then it'd be Saturday afternoon and evening. In the evening, we'll have a Meet the Filmmakers session at the library. And then on Sunday, we'll have films again.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me about Farm to Film Fest.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That was Nancy Rash joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Farm to Film Fest. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.